wonderful to be with the saints today, and looking forward to sharing some things with you that I trust will make a difference in your life. I mean, I don't think you came here with the idea of hearing some fancy talk or a couple scriptures thrown out, but I trust you came here to learn something. Something that will make a difference, a significant difference in your life. You know, believing is so key in our walk as Christian believers. It says in Hebrews 11:6, in part, it says, without it, without believing, you cannot please God. So all we need to do, as far as God's concerned, is to say yes to His Word, yes to His promises, yes to His heart that He unfolds to us. We've been looking at this subject of believing. Last week at the picnic, Jeannie and I shared about doing believing, you know, doing it. And I shared some verses on believing, the significance of how important it is. And Jeannie shared some wonderful keys on doing believing. You know, recognizing our identity in Christ is a big key. Confessing who you are. Saying to yourself, I am what the Word of God says I am. Is it true or is it not true? Is the Bible truly the Word of God? The fellow that created all the heavens and the earth and our lives? Yes! It is. It is. So, we're going to build on that. That's why this subject is confident builders. You know, if you can build confidence in something, then you can trust in it, right? And if you can trust in it, you're believing in it. You know it's going to come to pass. You hang your hat on it. Not too many folks wear hats anymore. Figure of speech, okay? So, let's take a look at a verse that I think is phenomenal. And we have a slide on that. Ephesians 1:19. This is how big believing can be. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to who? Usward. Exceeding power. The greatness of His power to usward who do what?
Believe.
Believe. We act on believing, and we're going to see the power of God, the exceeding greatness of God's power, manifested in our life in a big way. According to the working of His mighty power. Now, do you have some power in you as a Christian? Yes, you got Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got the gift of Holy Spirit in you. You've got a resource of power that's phenomenal that will allow you to knock down mountains, to walk on water, to heal people. Phenomenal. Now you're saying, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe that big. Well, God says you can. If He says you can you? Yes. Yes. Did you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord?
Yes.
Did you believe God raised Him from the dead?
Yes.
You did it. And what did you get? You got eternal life. You got Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got this gift of Holy Spirit that's a knockout power. Whew. So don't sell yourself short, okay? No. Don't do it. So, you know, it's interesting. In my life, I think about people that helped me along the way in the different avenues of living life that I've been involved with. And I call them confident builders. I've always had people there to build confidence in me, to share things that would make me more confident to be successful. I think about in school. I had great teachers. And those teachers helped me be better learners so that I could be a little bit bigger, better than I was at an earlier age, right? And pretty nice to have that resource. Our parents, obviously, are great confident builders, hopefully. In athletics, you know, I played a lot of sports. And, you know, we think we're pretty good. And sometimes we think, you know, after having a bad game, we're not so good. But the old coach, he'll get out there and rah, rah, let's go. We're okay. You're good. You're great. And builds our confidence so that we have a better performance. I was in the Marine Corps. And, you know, I had great people, officers above me that built my confidence so that I could do the mission at hand and be successful at it. Now, when I was in the military, I did not go fight. I did not go to Vietnam. It was during that era. So I was in training mode for the most part. And one of the most challenging times in my military career was throwing live grenades. Have you ever held a bomb in your hand that you pull this pin, it flips, 5 seconds, it's boom. So we had a training day, and my job was, I had a box of grenades, live grenades, and there was a cement wall around me, like such. And we would sit down, and I'd have my troops come in one at a time, and I'd give them a grenade, I'd share with them what we're doing here, and they would throw it over the wall into the pit. So they would have the experience of throwing a live grenade. Because you go into battle, you want to be able to have the confidence knowing what you're doing. And I'm thankful they trained me to help them, because I'm a little nervous with this bomb in my hand. So I would sit there like such, and they would be across from me, and I would say, okay, what are you, right-handed or left-handed? You know, we got the pit over here. So if they were right-handed, we would switch, so they would throw it this way. Because if it was the other way, that's where everybody else is, in the back. So, I don't know why I'm telling you this story. But, yes, thank you. We were building confidence in these people, I'll tell you. So it worked out pretty good, except one guy came in and he said, I think I'm right-handed. So we switched around and I gave him the thing. And I said, now, when you pull that pin, you got to throw it. Don't milk it. Because there's a thing that'll happen. Pull the pin and you kind of grab it and let it loose. You still have it. That spoon will ignite. 5 seconds, boom. So, Todd, did you ever throw grenades?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I'm right in it. So I give him this thing, the grenade. He pulls the pin and he throws it up to his other hand. The spoon goes, and he's about to throw it the wrong way because he was the wrong hand. And I said, no, the other way. And he throws it over the wall, thank goodness. Kaboom. So that was the most exciting, thrilling part of my military career. So a lot of confident building going on, I trust, during that time. Well, I worked for IBM after the military, and I had great managers that would build me up. And I was more successful later on than I was in the beginning. And same thing in the Word, right? We build confidence in knowing that God says, means what he says and says what he means. That we can trust his word. That we can take him at his word. So let's take another look at a verse, Philippians 1:6. This is our third verse. 1:6, Philippians, being confident of this very thing. Being confident of this very thing. Are you okay, in your mind, are you thinking now, what is that very thing? That he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, when Christ would come back. What do you think about that verse? What do you think about your life? Are you confident of this very thing, that God that started a great work in you, that put Christ in you, that it's going to perform? God is not going to give you the resource, that power of Christ in you, and say, okay, good luck, have fun, I'll see you at the gathering together. No, he's going to work with us day in and day out. We need to have that expectations, the confidence that he will perform with us. Man, oh man. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. You know, God is going to constantly work with us. He works with us to will and to do of his good pleasure. You and I get to do his good pleasure. So this is a great section here. This is verse 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, faith is believing, utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. Next verse. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Next verse. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Next verse. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. And finally, the next verse, now therefore perform the doing of it. Perform the doing of it. See, that's believing God. If God gives you a promise, you can do it. Perform it. Take him at his word. Perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, okay, you're ready to will, you want to do something, you want to be your best, that there might be a performance also out of that which you have. We want to see God work in our life, don't we? That's why I'm so glad with Agape Now. Because we're there kind of on the front lines. We're meeting all kinds of characters and people. And we've got to walk by the Spirit, I tell you. I mean, we've had people put out a knife and threaten, all kinds of stuff. But we've got God on our side, and he performs for us. So you see, our walk needs to be filled with confidence. Don't beg, oh, please, God, come on, help me out. God, your word says that I am more than a conqueror, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's perform this. Let's see it come to pass. And we're patient to do that. You know, we heard in the manifestations, God reminded us not to be so anxious, did he? That he'll do it on his time. We have a need, a situation. It's going to be done. Might be not, it won't maybe happen in our time, but his time, it will be there. It will be there. Well, let's look at 2 Timothy 1:12. You see, our walk needs to be filled with confidence. persuaded in God, maintaining that spirit he's placed within us. So it says here in 2 Timothy 1:12, "For that which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I've believed. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Are we persuaded?
Yes.
We want to get there, okay? Maybe we're not there yet, but we're moving in that direction. And we build confidence, and the more we build that confidence in there, we're going to see God work some phenomenal things in our life. And why not? I think God wants us to see great signs, wonders, and miracles more than we do. Because he's enabled us to do that. So we stay put with the confidence we have in Christ. We stay put on it. By God, this is what the Word says. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to take a stand on God's Word. Man's Word never works. He guesses, he speculates. Can't trust man. But you can have confidence in the Word of God. You can have knowing that that'll build great trust. And you'll see great believing results. Well, let's take a look at Philippians chapter 1. I think this is our last verses here. Got a couple verses here. "And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of" what? Faith, believing. Pretty nice. "Having this confidence that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again." You know, Paul's heart is to minister to these wonderful folks in Philippi. Next verse, is it? "Only let your conversation be" how? "Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ." So we talk the Word. You know, it's so easy to talk the news and man's speculation and his guessing. But why not talk the gospel? God's Word. The Word of God. Let our conversation, this is our not only our speaking, but our manner of living, be as the gospel of Christ. "That whether I come and see you or else I'm absent, I may hear of your faith, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel," the believing of God's Word. We stand on the Word of God. We believe God's Word. And we just love each other into doing it. We don't badger each other or push, shove. We love each other in building confidence in the Word of God. Yeah, you know, through the years, it takes time sometimes to reach believing results in certain areas. And that's okay, because we want to grow. We want to keep growing, keep seeing God work in our life. Where are we at? Are we verse 12 yet? I'm sorry, 27. You're right. 28. "And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition." Your adversaries, they're terrified when they see you believing God's Word. "An evident token of perdition, but of you of salvation than that of God." Wow. We have his salvation. We have God on our side. We can have confidence in him. We can trust God and his Word. And we can believe it and see it come to pass. So what do you think? You got some confidence here?
Yes.
I trust so, yes. All right. Why not? We just keep our focus on the Word. And you know, what it really takes is keeping our head in the Word, doesn't it? You know, if we keep our head in the TV for hours and hours, that's probably where our believing's going to be. But if we keep our head in the Word, maybe that's where our believing's going to be. So, yeah, we do our best. And God will be there to do the rest. Okay. Father, thank you for your love and grace in our lives, that you have allowed us the privilege to have Christ within, that we can be powerful people, loving people, that your word can be manifested in our life, that we can bless people. Oh, what a joy it is to reach out and touch people's lives with your love, Father, with your word living. Thank you for the privilege and opportunities we have as your sons and daughters. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 All right. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Bob.